KMOX News Time, 7:52. The City of St. Louis, along with St. Louis County and the Stadium Authority, have filed a lawsuit against the National Football League and all of the teams in regards to the Rams leaving and moving to Los Angeles. And joining us now to help understand this lawsuit is attorney Gonzalo Fernandez, a partner with Devereaux Stokes. And Fernandez, first off, thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here. Good morning.
And so what are the chances, do you think, given all of these statements that have been made by the Rams, both saying, hey, you know, do your best work, put a plan together, you're going to have a fair shot, and then the things we found out that have been going on behind the scenes, how good of a chance does St. Louis have to come out on top with this?
Well, you know, I'm looking at this petition, and I think when you read this petition, which was filed yesterday, it really lays out a shocking timeline. I mean, I think as fans here in St. Louis, we had a sense that we were done wrong by the NFL and the 32 owners. But when you read this timeline of events and read kind of what happened and the statements that were being made by Stan Kroenke and Kevin Dimoff and the NFL, you really get a sense that they did not adhere to their own relocation guidelines. So I think this has got legs. I don't think this is going to go away easily.
I remember talking to Eric Grubman, the vice president of the NFL. He said the relocation guidelines will be followed. Well, I mean, so that is one thing, the Rams the other thing, and then here's this. You know, they spent, what, $16 million to try to keep the Rams here. If you can get that money back and then some, I think that's a win. But also, this could possibly stop the NFL from doing things to other cities.
Well, that's right. I mean, is this this could go a long way to having the city and county and the RSA recoup some of these losses, including that $16 million we spent trying, you know, on consultants and architects and buying land, you know, trying to make the NFL and Stan Kroenke happy. But you're right. I mean, it's kind of too late for what we really want, which is to have an NFL franchise here in St. Louis. But it may do something down the road, and it may make the NFL think twice about adhering to their own guidelines down the road.
And what do you think the damages could be? Just if you lay out, you know, we spent X amount on the stadium, X amount on the architects, X amount on the legal fees, or do you think there could be damages beyond that potentially for the city and the county and the stadium authority?
Well, they're asking for damages beyond that. I mean, you put out that $16 million figure. That's the number we're all familiar with. But when you read the petition, I mean, they're asking for, you know, future damages and loss to, you know, the loss to our city revenue by the Rams moving out. I mean, there is a tax revenue loss, you know, in the indefinite future for you know, all the concessions and gear and ticket sales and everything else that goes along with having an NFL franchise.
Gonzalo, final thing, do you think the NFL will muscle up and fight this? They've got a lot of money and a lot of lawyers.
Well, I think that's the one thing that we can count on for certain is that, you know, here we got this 32, you know, NFL owners. These guys are, you know, the Billionaires Boys Club and the NFL. And, you know, you mentioned that the teams were named. I can tell you that I'm looking at this petition. Every single owner has been named individually. So these are guys with deep pockets. These guys are not afraid of litigation, and I think we can count on them hiring some pretty good lawyers who are going to fight pretty hard on this thing.
Attorney Gonzalo Fernandez, partner with Devereaux Stokes and Fernandez, should also note that St. Louis is still paying off the debt on the Edward Jones Dome until 2021. Maybe that's a part of the lawsuit, too. KMOX News Time, 7:56.